I guess I could do. You know what? Let me do this from over here. Don't worry about the name, Jennifer.
Go ahead.
What? Oh, yeah, why not?
Alpha, Bravo.
All right, Granicus.
Yeah.
His father's not going to be
there. They're not worried.
Well, they are.
Oh, dear, I didn't have it yet.
Is that the old one?
Yeah. And.
I mean, great.
Call the roll, call the meeting in order.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Mayor Peacock. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, just a quick note. Mayor Peacock is in Arizona this evening. His father is very ill, so we'll be going forward with the meeting.
Approval of December 3rd, 2018 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Jesse Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of December 3rd, 2018.
Second. Comments or questions? She doesn't know. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
District 230 Foundation raffle license?
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Calandrello?
I move to approve issuing a raffle license to District 230 Foundation to be selling, to begin selling raffle tickets on Tuesday, December the 18th, 2018 to September.
Through Saturday.
I'm sorry, December 18th, 2018 through Saturday, April 6th, 2019, when the drawing will take place.
Second.
Questions, comments? Call roll, please.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
I'm taking these.
Still doing this.
We're doing, yeah.
The Village of Roland Park honors its own Illinois Honor 200 recipients.
Do we, would
is Joe, this being tabled?
Yeah. I believe, do we want to hold this item?
Items are, they don't believe
we holding off on this?
They're here. I think we are holding off until the mayor returns.
No, that's fine. Do we need to do anything, Ken? I'm sorry, Karen. Do we need to do anything with the item or just hold it?
It's not an action.
There's no action.
There's no action. Just, we'll leave it on the agenda. I just want to make sure we close out the files.
For this particular
item, it was
just postpone it until the next meeting.
Okay.
Are we doing a retiree health insurance? We're still doing this, right?
I think we should.
Retiree health insurance trust agreement board appointment.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to advise and consent the appointment of Robert Sullivan and Patrick Duggan to the Orland Park Retiree Health Insurance Trust Board of Trustees.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Do we need no swearing in?
Aye.
Okay. All right. No. Got it. All right. Just making sure.
Consent agenda.
Read the consent agenda items. Payroll for November 30th, accounts payable from December 4th, budget adjustments for the fourth quarter, amendment to Title II, Chapter 2 of the Village Code to establish emergency services and disaster agency, day camp field trip, ice fishing on Lake Sedgwick for District 230, LaGrange Road irrigation system, startup and shutdown and maintenance bid award, landscape maintenance contract site additions, Andy's frozen custard, acquisition of real estate and acceptance, deed of conveyance, Orland Park Prayer Center South Parking Development Petition for Rezoning, Subdivision, Site Plan, Landscape Plan, Special Use Amendment with Modifications.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Move to approve the consent agenda items A through K.
Second.
Any comments or questions? I have one question for staff before we call the vote. So Joe, if you could, just a brief commentary on the contract extension. I think it was landscape maintenance.
Oh, yes.
Just brief background for the record.
This was a budgeted item that we discussed during the budget hearings. It is going to be a more efficient way to take care of some of our buildings, such as the weeding and kind of the more day-to-day or mundane type operations, and will allow staff to focus more on the core services. We offset this by reducing purchasing of materials, reduction in part-time and seasonal labor.
So it's essentially outsourcing.
Outsourcing.
Got it. Thank you.
Love that.
Any other comments or questions? All right. Call a roll, please.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Fairway Estates Stage 3 Drainage and Water Main Improvements.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve waiving the bid process and approve accepting the proposal from Burke LLC of Rosemont, Illinois for the Fairway Estates Stage 3 Drainage and Water Main Improvement Project with a guaranteed maximum price of $2,714,550.
Second.
If we could, before we call the vote, John, would you give just a minute or two background on this for the rest of the board?
Sure. This is just a continuation of a water main improvement project that was started in 2017. A little bit different issue with this one is the work is going to be done over the winter in 2018, last year, this year, this winter, this past winter. We did a try of doing water main replacement over the winter. Some of the benefits include less impact on residents. Residents aren't outside. Less dust, less noise, because they're keeping their windows closed. And it worked out very well. It's very well received by the residents. The project also includes doing some stormwater improvements that are related to input that we received from the residents. This is the third phase of a four-phase project. We'll hopefully continue it next year in 2020 to complete the Fairway subdivision.
Mr. Chairman.
Good. Mike.
So one other comment on that, too. I got a couple calls from residents in the area. They liked it because our contractor was even helping out a little extra snow removal. So when the snow hit, if they had a bucket on the street, they'd start pushing the snow before our own plow trucks got there. So the residents loved it.
It's an expensive way to do snow removal, but, yeah. You know.
It was an extra freebie, but they loved it.
Part of the condition of allowing the work through the winter is that they do provide that little bit extra service.
Yeah, worked out well.
And John, just to make sure, one of the reasons we're moving it right to board tonight was a timing issue. So if you could touch on that for the full board and for the press.
Correct. In order to make this a successful winter project, we have to, this was heard by the committee earlier tonight, we have to move it forward quickly so we can get through the permitting process and start the work, hopefully by the end of January, 1st of February.
Got other comments or questions? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Guerra?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Water main break, emergency repair at 151st and 88th Avenue.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the use of the water fund contingency funds and authorize payment to Aries Inc. of Tinley Park, Illinois for a water main break emergency repairs at 151st Street and 88th Avenue in the amount of $72,564.82.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Is there any questions or comments?
I just want, Mr. Chairman, just wanted to make a comment that Aries moved very quickly on this. They didn't disrupt the any attendance at the school. They waited till the weekend. They had up all the signage that the road was going to be 151st would be shut down, so they could do the repairs of that following weekend. And just wanted to thank them and staff for all their hard work and resolving this problem quickly, because it was a big water main break.
Thank you.
There's no other questions or comments. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Liquor License Application.
Ordinance number, please.
5368.
5368?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrello.
I move to pass ordinance number 5368, entitled an ordinance amending Title 7, Chapter 4, Section 9 of the Orland Park Municipal Code liquor license application.
Second.
Comments or questions? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, number of Class D liquor licenses.
Is there a motion or a second?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll. Ruzic. Sorry. Just to be clear, Mike.
Got it wrong both times.
So I'm so used to the committee, we call each other by our first name, so we'll get that right.
I move to pass ordinance number 5369, entitled an ordinance amending Title 7, Chapter 4 of the Orland Park Municipal Code regarding the available number of Class D liquor licenses issued by the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Second.
Comments or questions? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Ruzick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Village of Orland Park Ethical Standards of Conduct.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Ruzic.
I'm going to make this motion, but then I'm also going to make a comment about maybe we need to push this off and would entertain a motion.
Okay.
But I move to pass ordinance number 5370, entitled an ordinance establishing a code of ethical standards of conduct for officials and employees of the Village of Orland Park that is applicable to persons in municipal service, whether compensated or not, and whether appointed or hired, and to describe discipline for violations thereof.
Second.
All right, there's a motion, second to discussion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to point out that this was an ordinance that I had asked staff to work on with our attorneys. It was kind of came to light during a meeting several months ago when a resident spoke about that there might be some gaps in our ethical ordinance. So I took a look at it and asked staff to work with the village attorney in drafting one. However, we all received an email from the mayor, and I spoke with him today about the fact that he would like to be here for the discussion on this and the vote. So I think in light of that, I think we should entertain a motion to continue it.
Anybody else want to be recognized? Trustee Ruzic, I appreciate that. And the mayor did reach out, given that he's out of town in Arizona, especially given the reason. I wouldn't mind if we held off. And, I think there's a number of things in here that are worthwhile for us to look at, probably a couple of suggestions and edits, and maybe we can figure out how to submit that.
Right. And Mr. Chairman, I was just going to make that comment, since we do have another 2 weeks before we would, consider this ordinance, I'd ask that if any of the trustees have comments that they'd work with staff in getting those to them. This is not certainly what I'm proposing is the perfect ordinance, but I think it does fill some of the gaps that were in our ordinance.
So, Trustee Carroll.
Yeah, I did have one concern. I emailed it to the village manager. I tried to email it to you and it bounced back as an invalid address for you. I don't know why, but I tried to carbon copy you, but Joe's got it.
Maybe you were emailing yourself.
No, it was yours.
Yeah, the other trustee Carroll.
From the pull-down menu. It's happened to me a couple of times with your email address for some reason. Okay. I don't know why, but you got it, Rachel.
Just email me any of your concerns. We'll work through the village attorney to make those adjustments. Or
yeah, that'd be fine. So I guess we have a motion on to approve this. Do we want a motion to table it?
Postpone.
A motion to postpone. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman.
Next meeting is January 7th, so we actually have a
after the turn
Monday
of the year.
In there because of the way that the holiday falls. So.
What day is it?
January 7th, I believe, is our next board meeting.
Yeah, the first.
I'll make a motion to postpone this till our next regularly scheduled board meeting.
Second.
Do we need a voice vote or a roll call?
Voice vote's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
That's it.
I think we are at no one signed in, no unscheduled citizens. Board comments. Trustee Fenton.
Just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy New Year. And go shopping. We need to get those mom and pops and all of our businesses up, and everything's been going well. And enjoy the Christmas lights.
Trustee Calandro.
Repeat, Trustee Fenton. Just wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know that we're going to have our year in review, but I really am proud of this board working together to get a lot of things done. So I mean, we just talked about the budget. It was a long process. We still kept the levy fly after 8+ years. So good job by the board. Congratulations for a year working together, getting a lot of things done. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And go Bears.
Trustee Rusich.
Just a couple of comments. One, Merry Christmas. Good news, our retail sales tax and home rule sales tax is trending higher than what we had budgeted, so that's always good news for the village. So keep shopping, as Trustee Calandrello mentioned, and just happy New Year to everyone.
Trustee Guerra.
I would wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very safe holiday. Please stay off, or if you're on the roads, just exercise caution. There's a lot of crazies out there. And to this board, congratulations. What I would say is a successful year.
Trustee Carroll.
I'd like to wish all village residents, board members, staff, happy holidays, happy New Year. I'd like to commend the Orland Park Police Department on their enforcement activity this morning. They did a great job covering a very difficult situation. And did a great job communicating that to the schools and to the public. So they did a great job, and I'd like to thank them for that.
It's working pretty well. Just to wrap up, I guess wish Mayor Peacock and his family the best as he's going through some tough health issues with a parent. That's always tough. Certainly, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I'd echo the comments of my colleagues in terms of what we've been through this year. Glad to see things are trending pretty well, and you know, in no uncertain terms. You're gonna be pretty proud of Orland. You know, you drive through Orland, the town looks great, right? We're finally at the end of what, a 20-year cycle to get LaGrange Road finished, it felt like. And you know, if anything, I've had some people say, how'd you guys get all those lights? And I just think that the town looks great, and I think the journey we started a long time ago to make coming to Orland a great experience, because it matters to us from a retail perspective, is really paying dividends. And so kudos to the village, people of Orland Park, but also broadly us as a bigger team to get that done. So it's been a good year. So with that, I think we have an executive session, correct?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Make a motion to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, and B, setting a price for sale or lease of village property.
Second.
Roll call. Roll call, please.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Guerra.
Aye.
Trustee Rusick.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
You know, I was talking to that.